One of the things we're really going to, you know, have to watch is radio congestion, because, like I said, I think there'll be a lot of confusion with pilots that aren't based here. And so, you know, they're going to start closing the taxiway and go to the temporary one, and I'm sure that's going to bring up some questions. And then when they switch and close the runway, we land on the taxiway that's going to be the runway, and I can see
how much more, what are the width differences of the runway and the taxiway?
Well, the taxiway, they're going to widen it out, I believe, to 50 feet. And the runway is 75.
Oh, so they're going to widen it before they have them all landing there.
Correct. They've already started work on both ends to make it wider. They've been rolling it out. They're putting down anti-dust compound and really making sure it's a good, firm surface to land on. So I don't anticipate any airplane problems or anything like that. In terms of, oh my goodness, this surface isn't good. Mm-hmm. It'll be a good gravel runway. And the main runway will only be closed about 3 weeks. And then after that's done, they're going to repave the taxiway. So the taxiway is going to be closed, and we'll have a temporary taxiway for a month and a half or so. The other problem we're going to have is the lack of transient parking. They have to take out the front row that we normally have, because they need the clearance for the taxiway. That won't work with otters. And then there's transient spots over just east of Sheldon's that aren't going to be available either because of having to use that as a taxiway. So that, I anticipate, is probably going to be our biggest challenge if we're real busy. On the busy weekends, people flying up there, just is going to be a real, not a lot of extra places to park.
Well, as long as everything is going smoothly in the air and people are communicating and coming in and keeping the right separation, safety reasons, then that's really, I'm sure, what you guys are looking for.
Absolutely. The other big change is going to be when they reopen the runway, or actually when we go to the temporary runway and when they reopen the main runway. It's only going to have taxiway exits at either end, so you're going to have to roll all the way down, and I can see that's going to lead to maybe a question or two.
We'll
see what happens.
There's
there.
A lot of variety of pilots here in Alaska, and true. A lot of those Cub pilots, or you know, those that like to take off from midway.
Right, and that's just not going to be available, unfortunately. Yep. And I know that's going to be a little bit of a burden, because I know a lot of guys like to do that, and they don't need to taxi all the way down, so it's going to be somewhat inconvenient.
Yeah.
But, you know, by the time we get everything done and redone, it's going to be great. So it'll be all worth the problems, if there are any major ones. But I don't think there will be.
Well, thank you for your time today, Jim.
For KTNA, I'm Katie Ryder.